Tommy McNeil. While the U.S. President Trump prepares to announce new sanctions on Iran, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is planning strategy with allies in the Middle East. Pompeo discussed this with reporters as he boarded a plane just outside of Washington, D.C.
Our first stop will be in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, two great allies in the challenge that Iran presents, and we'll be talking with them about how to make sure that we are all strategically aligned and how we can build out a global coalition, a coalition not only throughout the Gulf states, but in Asia and in Europe, that understands this challenge as it is prepared to push back against the world's largest state sponsor of terror.
And President Trump on NBC's Meet the Press said that he is not looking for war with Iran and is willing to negotiate with its leaders without preconditions, but that under no circumstances can the Islamic Republic be allowed to amass nuclear weapons arsenal. VOA's Michael Bowman has more on the rising tensions.
Amid the saber-rattling, an expression of concern from a former U.S. military chief.
My biggest concern is the president is running out of room, running out of options. And while the rhetoric goes back and forth and how close we came to hitting Iran just the other day, that this thing could spin out of control. And the last thing in the world we need right now is a war with Iran.
The United States reportedly has conducted cyber strikes against Iranian intelligence units while the Trump administration prepares to boost economic pressure on Tehran. While tightening sanctions on Iran, Trump tweeted that he looks forward to the day when sanctions can be lifted. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
And the ruling party candidate in the rerun of Istanbul's mayoral election has conceded defeat to opposition candidate Krem İmamoğlu. This is VOA News. President Trump is pushing back by a couple of weeks the raids planned for Sunday.